Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Dalid. We're starting at the very, very top of the Amud. First line. You'll recall that yesterday we spoke about the importance of speaking with refined speech. As you recall, Rabbi Shuben Levi said a person should not go and utter a dover meguna, al yoitzi odom dover meguna mipiv. And subsequent to that, we had Tanya Rabbi Shmuel that added and said, la'olim yisapra odom aloshin nikiyah. Always speak in a very refined, very polished way. Don't speak vulgarities. Don't even speak like the Amcha. Rather speak as like a person of nobility and aristocracy. Welcome aboard. We're at the top of Daf Dalet, page 4 or folio 4. So the Gemara tells us further that once again, one should try to avoid saying things that one shouldn't. Now, today we're not going to talk about speaking refined as much as try to avoid saying anything which has a negative connotation. So much so, even if a person asks you whether the other person passed away, try to respond in a manner that is not direct. Yes, he passed away, but rather try to change the subject to an extent by saying, the other person of Baruch Hashem is alive and kicking and doing great. So then you can understand from that the person you're asking about, unfortunately, that is not the case. So the Gemara gives us an example of Rav, who was Bar Achva, the Reb Chiya, or Bar Achse. This is very, very unusual. Rav was a double nephew of Reb Chiya, both the son of Reb Chiya's brother and the son of Reb Chiya's sister. Now, if Reb Chiya and the brother and sister are all brother, sister, and brother, L'choira, you couldn't have them get married, right? We have Rav is the son of the brother Reb Chiya. He's also the son of the sister Reb Chiya. So if they were full brother and sister relationship, then how did the sister of Reb Chiya get married to the brother of Reb Chiya? That would be a brother and sister getting married. So the obvious answer is that we're not talking about full brothers, we're talking only about half brothers and half sisters. Rashi gives us a little bit of the background, but doesn't go through it in great detail. What does Rashi say? Oh, shkoyach. What does Rashi say? That, let's take a quick look at Rashi. Tap Rashi, Rav Bar Achva, etc. Aivu Aviv Shul Rav. Rav's father's name was Aivu. He was Achav Shul Reb Chiya. He was the brother of Chiya. Hoya Mino Av. They were paternal brothers, brothers of the same father. Can Ramina prepare to come to the Sanhedrin? Thank you. Aivu V'chuna V'shila U'marta V'Reb Chiya. Five brothers. Aivu Chuna Shila Marta Reb Chiya Kulu B'nei the Reb Chiya Mikifri Hav. They're all the sons of Rav Acha Mikifri. The Ima, apparently that was her name, Ima Shahoisa Imoi Shel Rav. The mother of Rav was Ima. Achoisa Shel Reb Chiya Hoisa M'Ein. She was the sister of Reb Chiya, but from the same mother, not from the same father. So let's see if we can try to figure this out on our own. We have Rav Acha Mikifri. He's the father of all these kids. Let's think about this week's Sedra, which talks about Yaakov marrying four women. So Rav Acha Mikifri initially married, for instance, Leah, and had four sons, Aivu, and Chuna, and Shila, Umarta. Four sons. And then, unfortunately, Leah passed away, and then Reb Acha Mikifri remarried. And who did he marry? Of course, Ruchel. And Ruchel gave birth to a baby boy. And that baby boy was Reb Chiya. So therefore Reb Chiya was a half-brother together with Aivu and Chuna and Shila and Marta, because although they had the same father, they had different mothers. First four were the sons of Leah, and Reb Chiya was the son of Ruchel. Then unfortunately, Reb Acha Mikifri passed away, and then Ruchel remarried. Doesn't say who she remarried. Let's give her the name. She remarried Reb Beryl. And Reb Beryl and Ruchel had a beautiful marriage of bliss, and they gave birth to a baby girl. And the name of that baby girl was Ima. Now that Ima, since it is the daughter of Ruchel, she happens to be a half-sister of Reb Chiya, because Reb Chiya is also a son of Ruchel. However, vis-a-vis Aivu and Chana and Shila Umarta, Ima had no blood relationship whatsoever. Why? Because although they were all half-brothers of Reb Chiya because they had the same father, Ima did not have the same father. And she did not have the same mother as those four, because they were all born to Reb Acha and to Leah. And she was born to Reb Beryl and to Ruchel. So she was not related to them whatsoever. But Ima, however, was related to Reb Chiya because she had the same mother as Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya was born to Reb Acha Mikifri and Ruchel, and she was born to Reb Beryl together with Ruchel. So therefore, as you can see, Ima and Aivu were not related whatsoever, but each one of them was a half-brother, or in the case of Ima, a half-sister of Reb Chiya. Anyway, Ma'usa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Aivu and Ima met, and they got married. And they had a son by the name of Rav. So Rav looks to Reb Chiya as being his paternal uncle, and he also looks to Reb Chiya as being his maternal uncle, because he, Reb Chiya, was both the brother of Rav's father, Aivu, and Reb Chiya was also the brother of Rav's mother, Ima. And that's what the Gemara meant to say when the Gemara says, Rav bar Achva Reb Chiya, he's both the nephew of Reb Chiya, bar Achva, the son of the brother, ubar Achse, also the son of the sister. Fine. Good. So now the Gemara tells us that Rav was traveling from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and he was visiting Reb Chiya, his double uncle. Kisalik Lahasa, when he got there, so Reb Chiya saw Rav for the first time after a number of years, and Omulani asked him, tell me, Aivu Kaim, is my brother Aivu still alive? Omalei, so he said to him, Ima Kayemes. Rashi has two pshatim, but according to the first pshat, Ima Kayemes is Veloshin She'ela, or Veloshin Bitmia. And therefore he's saying, why do you ask me about Father Aivu? Aren't you concerned about your sister, about Ima, whether she is alive? So Omalei, so he said, you know what, you're right. Ima Kayemes, is Ima alive? Omalei, so Rav says back to him, Aivu Kaim, did I answer your first question yet about Aivu Kaim, that you're jumping now to Ima? In other words, Rav was trying to, if you will, change the subject. He didn't want to respond either with respect to Aivu or with respect to Ima, because unfortunately, both of them had already passed away. So therefore, when Reb Chiya asked about Aivu, he said to him, don't forget to ask about Ima. I mean, she's equally important. He says, you're right. And what about Ima? Well, don't forget, I haven't answered you yet about Aivu. Anyway, Reb Chiya got the two hints, and Amalein, that he called over his shamus, and he said to him, Chaloitz Liman Olai, please take off my shoes, because I unfortunately have to sit shiva after both my brother and my sister. And as you know, an ovel is osir ben inos sandal. You have to take off your shoes, just like we take off for Yom Kippur. And for, not for Yom Kippur, really for Tisha B'Av. Anyway, so the point is, says the Gemara, and v'hoylech kelei achrei lebeis hamerchitz. I'm going to soon go to the Beis Hamerchitz, and I want you to go and bring along my change of clothes to the Beis Hamerchitz. Now, the fact that he said, I'm take off my shoes, that's a siman of avelis. But why is he saying, go and bring my kelim afterwards to the Beis Hamerchitz? Because, as we know, a shemua kroiva, that means if a person finds out about the passing of an immediate relative within the 30 days, then one has to sit shiva for a full 7 days. However, if one has a shmua rechoika, that you only heard about it after 30 days had passed, then you only have to sit for 1 day. And even that 1 day, you only have to do mixas hayom, 1 hour. And therefore, what Reb Chiya was trying to teach his Talmidim was, Rabbeisai, unfortunately I have to sit shiva, Nebuch, my brother and sister both passed away, but since it's after 30 days, I'm going to get up shortly, and therefore one of my shemasim, please help me out and take the clothes to the Beis Hamerchitz. And therefore it's a Gemara, Shema Mina Tlas. From this story we hear three halachas. Shema Mina Ovel Osim and Ilas Asandl, that's why he took his shoes off. Shema Mina Shmur Rechoyke Einan Neheges Ela Yoy Mechad. Shmur Rechoyke, which means after 30 days, you only have to be Noi Gavelis for 1 day. Shema Mina Mekdese Yoyim Kekuloi, that you don't have to even go and do a shiva of a full day, even 1 hour is enough, and therefore after an hour, I'm off to the Beis Hamerchitz. And that's the end of that story. And now that we spoke about how people speak in interesting ways, now the Gemara goes a little bit off on a tangent, because we're no longer going to talk about so much refined speech as much as unique speech. It says, Imahudi Omer Doinu Dini. Doinu Dini explains Rashi means a person who is in business, and like all businessmen, from time to time they get into a disagreement with their vendor, their purchaser, their seller, their customer, their partner. They have differences of agreement, differences of opinion. So what do you normally do when you have a difference of opinion? You try to sit down and try to work it out. You have a dialogue and explain, this is my position, your position, you settle the thing. Now this fellow was the type, we're going to the judge. Donadina means, there's nothing for us to discuss, we're going to court. It's Amri, they said about him, Shmami nami don kaasi, is the chasimun that he must come from Sheva. Don, dechsiv, it says about Don. Don Yodin Amri ki achad shiv te Yisrael. So since we see that the name Don is related to the word Yodin Amri, constantly judges that are going to decide din toiris, to decide court decisions, here too this person refused to go and just negotiate and settle and talk. Don Adina, let's go to the judge. Similarly, Ahuda v'ka'ozul v'yomah, he would go and tell people, Akif yama asisni birasa. If and when I come into funds and I'm going to build a bira, Akif yama, I'm going to do it al choifayam. Akif yama means on the seashore. Asisni, I will go and build birasa, my bira, my castle, my mansion, my home. Now, why did he always say that? They found out about him, the Mizvulun Kasi Didibistaka Enikal from the Shevet Zvulun, the Chsiv, Zvulun Lachoif Yamim Yishkoin. So Zvulun was always proud of the fact that he lived Choif Yamim next to the seashore, and therefore this person, in his genes, he also would go and talk about the fact that he loves the seashore, because over there, presumably, it's beautiful scenery, and you can go on a boat and ship and port and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, bottom line is, says the Gemara, this person came from Don. He said, Don Yadin Amo. He said, Don Dini. And this person was always talking about the Choyf Hayam. He came from Zvul. Okay. Now that we've gone through that entire sugya, we come back to the beginning of our Masechta. V'hashe dekayimul under the Kuli Alma Oir Urtuhu. Now that we've concluded that both Reb Huna and Reb Yehuda in our Gemara yesterday, and in the Gemara in Daf Beis, they both hold that the word Oir means the night before. Like when we do Bedikas Chametz. So although we started off with the Machloikis, Oyer is Nagi, or Oyer is Leili, and we thought Kosol Kedaitach, like we said at the beginning of the Masechta, that when Rav Huna says Nagi, he means the morning, and when Rav Yehuda says Leili, he means the night. No. They both agree it's a night. You have to go and be Boidik Bedikas Chametz the night before. And remember, we said the Gemara yesterday, so what was the Nafki Minah? No Nafki Minah. Marki Asri and Marki Asri. Each one was speaking as they would speak in their local communities. Anyway, it says, now that we see that everybody Taka agrees that Oyer means the night before, the night between the 13th and the 14th of Nisan, Mechti. Doesn't everybody agree that the Isser of Achilas Chomet, as well as the Isser of Bal Yeroa, Bal Yemotze, they only start at Chatzois? Shei Shoyis Olamala means the sixth hour of Erev Pesach, which means at 12 o'clock at Chatzois. Now, how do we know that? Mechti, everybody agrees. How do they know that? So Mechim will see at the tail end of today's... Well, you shouldn't say the tail, right? We said son of Halto is not a nice thing to say. We'll see Mechim at the end of today's, the conclusion of today's Gemara on the Amud Beis. It's based on two psukim, as we will see. But in the meantime, says the Gemara, since everybody agrees that min ha-toira, the Isser Chometz of eating, and the Bayiro Bayimotza only starts from 12 o'clock, so let's do the Bedika shortly before 12 o'clock. Meaning, says Rashi, at the beginning of the sixth hour. The beginning of the sixth hour would be 11:01, right? If you assume that the average day starts at 6 o'clock in the morning. So 6 o'clock goes, of course, we're talking Shoyi Zemaniyoi, so it's not exactly 6 o'clock, but roughly, assuming that the average day is 12 hours day and 12 hours night, so you're starting the morning at 6 o'clock. So, 6 o'clock, add 5 hours, you get to 11. And now add one more minute, and now we're into the 6th hour. So, be Boidik Chometz at 11:01 on Erev Pesach. Why do we have to be Boidik the night before? V'chitem, maybe you're going to tell me, Zvizim Akdim, and the mitzvahs. Oh, Every Zoris, every person who wants to do a mitzvah, wants to do it with special enthusiasm, with alacrity, to go and start quickly, to go and show his chavivus of the mitzvah. So, faith in nifting mitzvah, it should be enough to start in the morning. In other words, you don't have to do it the night before. Get up early, go daven early on Erev Pesach, and after davening is over, schnell, go and do bedikas chametz then. Now, why would you say that in the morning is enough? Tichsiv, oviyem hashmini yimo basar or lasoi. Everybody knows the bris milah is a mitzvah on the eighth day. The entire day is kosher lemila. When it, you have a milah bismani b'yoyim hashmini, you don't have to do it the first thing in the morning. You can do it 5 o'clock in the afternoon. However, why are we all nohek to do the bris in the morning? Elish's reason makdim in the mitzvahs. Now, where did we know this klal of the reason makdim in the mitzvahs? Shenem v'yashkem avram b'boike. This v'yashkem avram is not talking about bris milah. It's talking about the akedah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said you're going to go and bring on the akedah your son. So you would think a person is not so keen on Chas V'Sholem having to go and slaughter his own son. Avraham Avinu, he got a mitzvah in Kodesh Baruch Hu, be'emuna u'b'bitochein, with total faith. Avraham said, it's a mitzvah, he got up early in the morning. Okay, why didn't it say that Avraham started saddling his chamoyrim and his susim the night before? Because you don't have to go the night before, it's enough in the morning. So you see, his reason is enough in the morning, and that's why we do the bris in the morning. So, Bazoi, do the bdikas chametz in the morning. What do you do it the night before? Amram Nachman Yitzchak, I have two reasons. Reason number one is b'shoshim ne'odim etzuyim b'bateyam, and v'oira ne'er yofel b'dikah. Number one, I want to do it when everybody is home. Presumably what the Gemara means is that it's easier to go and find a Jew at home in the evening to be able to go and do the bdikas chametz, as opposed to the morning where people are presumably are rushing, coming, going. And number two, oira ne'er yofel b'dikah. When you want to do a bedika, it's good to use a ner, which is nice and bright and shining. If you use a ner during the day, you really don't get the full effect. In fact, you hardly get any effect. You have plenty of daylight. The or a ner is really not a very good ner during the day. But at night, when it's evening, especially when it's really night, so the or a ner is very, very beneficial. So you're going to go and say, well, dispense with the ner, just do it at daylight, because daylight, you agree, daylight is better than candlelight. So Rashi already asks this kasha, and Rashi says that the reason why we want a dafka do it at candlelight is because Miyat Hashem, we're going to learn in another few days, we're going to learn from a pasuk that there's an inyan of chippus. This is Miyat Hashem, we'll learn this in Daf Zayin. We're going to learn from a pasuk, chippus means to go and search. To go and search for the chametz, it's better to use an oraner. In other words, for instance, if you're looking in all types of crevices, nooks and crannies under the bed, in between the cushion of the couch, under the seat, here and there. So there, you know, the daylight is not that sufficient. It's much better if you have an oraner, I don't know if the word lahabdul is appropriate, but just like one would use a flashlight today to go and see in difficult places that you cannot see. So that's why you use the oraner, to be able to go in certain cracks and crevices and nooks and crannies to be able to go and locate any chametz.
Is there an issur to do the bris during a night?
A bris at night? It's not that it's an issur, you're not making the mitzvah of b'yoyim hashmini. Can you put on tefillin at night? You can, but people will mock and snicker and say, the guy doesn't know what he's doing. But you can do a bris at night too, but it's not, you're not making the mitzvah. I'm not saying that you have to go and be matav dam bris the next day, but the mitzvah is to do it during the day and not to do it at night. ברכתו עלינוי אליהני מלך הוא העולם שהכל נהיה בדברך. Thank you. זוקי מר. אמר אבא הלכך, and therefore, since it's so important to go and start the בדיקס חמץ in the evening, הלכך הייתו מרבונן, הייתם את חוכם, לא לפתח בעידני באורתה, דתלייסר דנגי הרבסם. הייתם את חוכם that has a regularly scheduled seder, or a shiur, every single evening, he shouldn't start a brand new sugya, a brand new gemara, new mesechta on the night between 13 and 14. Since this is such an important mitzvah, and we want to do it bizmanoi, and we don't want to dilly dally, we want to do it bizrizus, not zrizus in the morning, but zrizus the night before. So make sure don't start in a brand new sugya, because you might get into an extensive discussion. And by the time you're finished, it's going to be 11 o'clock at night. And it's going to be very late for purposes of bedikas chametz. Okay, now the Gemara asks a number of shailas. Question number one. Bo yimenei me Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Hamaskir bayis lechaber ba'abo osr. Al mi livdoik. You have a person who is a masker, meaning he owns a house or an apartment, and he's leasing or renting out the apartment to somebody else for a period of twice, for a week, for two, for three, which, by the way, is quite motzui, for instance, in Yerushalayim. This year, probably not so much, but in many other years, you have a lot of people that are coming for Yom Tov to Yerushalayim. They come with their families. They don't want to go to a hotel because it's quite expensive, so they go and rent or lease a house for a period of a week or 2 weeks for Yom Tov. Okay, so what happens if someone goes and rents out his house, Barbo Aser, on Erev Pesach itself? Okay, and there was no Bedikas Chometz done the night before. Almi Livdoik, so who has the Chiyuv now, the obligation to go and do the Bedikah? Ala Maske Livdoik. Do you say the Maske, meaning the landlord, the owner, he has to be Bedik? Why? The Chamer Didehu. After all, it's his Chometz. If we find, if the tenant comes into the house on Erev Pesach, and he finds chametz, it wasn't his chametz, he didn't bring it into the house. It was obviously from the previous resident, which was the landlord. No, it's his chametz, get rid of the chametz, he should do the bedikas chametz. Or maybe I should go and say that it's the soicher is responsible. The soicher being the new tenant that's living there, the surah birshusei koi, because the isra is now in his rishus, meaning we have a din of Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimotzeh, in your Rishus, you're not allowed to go and see Chometz. And even though the Gemara is going to say in another couple of days that the Isser Chometz only applies to his own Chometz and not Chometz Shel Acherim, but that Chometz Shel Acherim, Mitzvah, we will see that's referring to Chometz of Nochrim, of Goyim. If a person, for instance, has a housekeeper, and the housekeeper brings in on Pesach her chometz tikka sandwich, of course, we will all be offended and say, no, get that chometz out of here. But really, mitzvah ikar adin, there is no issur of having that chometz in your rishus, because it's not your chometz. It's the chometz of the guy. And the Gemara uses the expression, shalcha I atiroya, because it says, lo yeruah lecha chometz. So the Gemara says, lecha I atiroya, ava atiroya shel acherim. You can see the chometz of others. If you are walking down the street and you pass a bakery and you see chametz, oi, I'm over by Yiroh, by Yimotzeh, I see chametz. No, you're allowed to see chametz, you're just not allowed to have it in your rishus, and it's your chametz. If you see tons of chametz outside in the street, or even if you see chametz in your own home, but it's not your chametz, it's the goy's chametz, there is no issur. There is a concern, as we'll see in the Gemara, that a person should not have chametz in his rishus because he might forget. Meaning, what happens if the housekeeper brought the chametz in, brought in glad kosher pas Yisrael, which was kosher according to everybody, and is eating a roll or whatever, and then she says, oh, can I offer you a piece? It looks so delicious. Well, that's of course going to be problematic. But you're not going to be over by Yerubah Yimotzeh, you're just going to be over Chas HaSholem, you might come to eat. So, sure, of course you should refrain from having chametz, but there is no Yisrael. So what the Gemara is telling us is, but that's only by a goyish chametz. Yiddish chametz, your chayiv. So therefore, ala soicha livdoik the surah birshusei koi, even though it's not his chametz, the chametz belongs to the maskir, but it's in his rishus. It's now on his property. It's in his apartment, in his house for the next 7 days. So therefore, zokti Gemara, maybe that's the reason why the soicha should have the chiyuv to do the bedika. Let's try to be pushed. What happens if you have a landlord who rents out apartments to tenants? And now the tenant, Baruch Hashem, is Jewish, and the landlord is Jewish, and everybody has a chiyuv mezuzah. Who has to pay for the mezuzah? Now, years ago, mezuzah wasn't that expensive. But today, a mezuzah can be very expensive, particularly if you're putting it on every single doorpost. It can add up to a small fortune. So who has to pay for that? The maskir or the soicher? In the price, ala soicher lasis a mezuzah. It's the tenant that has to go and put up the mezuzah. No, if that's the case, it's the tenant that has to do the bedikas chametz. Says Imara, no raya. Ha sim ha omer of Mesharship, mezuzah choyves hador hi. Over there, there's a special din, the mezuzah's choyves hador. How do I know choyves hador means on the person who's residing in that area? We're not talking about it's not ownership, it's residence. Who is the resident? The resident is the one that has to go and he has to go and make sure that the mezuzah. What's the reason? What's the makar? Says Rashi, because it's a very important Rashi, the fourth line of Rashi. The reason why you put up a mezuzah, not only because, of course, the Rabbi Yishlom gave us a mitzvah, but that is your insurance policy. Your protection. That's your police force. That's your shmirah. That's why they write on the bottom of all the mezuzahs from the outside, it says Shin Dalet Yud, and the Olam says Shin Dalet Yud is Rosh HaTevis, Shoymer Dal Tzais Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Shoymer on all the doorways of Klai Yisrael. So that's the Shmir. And Rashi continues, Uksiv Beisecha, right? You put mezuzahs al Beisecha v'sherecha, Beoscha, Nichnas v'yoytzeba. That's your house that you constantly come in and go out. Oh, that's the resident. The landlord is not constantly coming in and going out of the bayis. He comes in only when there are troubles or problems. But normally it's just the tenant. So it's his biyoshen, his beisecha. Therefore he has to go and put up the mezuzah. But that is a special din, choyves ador by mezuzah. But Rashi says, ulhacha medikas chometz terabonon, as bayiro bayimotze. And therefore, says Rashi, really mitzat ikra din, all you have to do is bitl ba'al masagi. And if you're mevatel it, it's only ka'afra. And the only reason why the chomer goyzer is because maybe he's going to come and eat. He might shem yimta gluska yofa. Anyways, the bottom line, this raya from mezuzah is not a good raya. That's a special din in Hilchos mezuzah. That has nothing to do with Hilchos chometz matzah. And therefore, chveis nachal shishveit yimor hocha mai, what's the din over here? Does the maskir have to do the bedikas chometz, or does the soicher? Omalur of nachmar yitzhak tanina. Oh, we have a raya. A maskir bais lechaber. Oh, you have a landlord who is renting out his house to his chaver. Im adshlei mosalei mafteichos chal arbo osar. Mesiris Mafteichos, even today in Eretz Yisrael, they talk about Mesiris Mafteich, that's handing over the keys to the locked, the possession, exactly. Rashi says that that's a form of kinyan. Tosis is not happy about that because the Gemara elsewhere says that if you want to be koina karka, you do it bekesav, b'shtar, b'chazoka. It doesn't say anything about Mesiris Mafteichos. Anyway, Ayin in the last Tosis discusses this issue, but
typically there wouldn't be any consideration of passing over the keys without having received some money beforehand. I mean, typically.
That's true. The question is, what affects the kinyan, the mode of acquisition? So the Mishnah back in Masechus Kedushin says that there's a way to go and effect acquisition. That's bekesef, as you say, with money, bishtar, with a document, a deed, a lease agreement, or b'chazaka. And chazaka means lechazeku kni, that you go and make a kinyan. Normally lechazeku kni is talking about an empty plot of land, and how do you go and make a chazaka? By noel or godor or poretz koshu. You go and put up a gate, you open up the gate, you close the gate, you go and hoe a little bit, you dig a little bit, you go and show your ownership. So presumably over here too, again, Tosis discusses this, that by handing over the keys, that shows your ownership. Uh-huh. I'm now the owner of this apartment because I got the keys. So, what does it say in the Braisa? Rav Nachman Yitzchak said in the Braisa that the owner, im actually muslim aftechas, until the point that he gave the keys, chal arba asar, if the night of arba asar took place, in other words, if the owner did not hand over the keys until after the evening before arba asar, then arba asar v'imish nachamul, then the landlord has the bedikah. In other words, we're going to go and take a snapshot at the time of, let's assume that bedikas chometz at that night was at 7 o'clock. Let's assume that was this month. Bedikas chometz at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, we go and take a YouTube picture, and we see who is the owner of the apartment at this time. Is it the maskir? Or has he already handed over the keys to the soicher? If the masker is still holding on to the keys, actually, Muslim, I didn't hand over the keys yet. No, I bazai. Al masker lived like masker. Take out your candle, take out your feather, take out your wooden spoon, take out your zugger, and start saying the yerutzayin and say the brucha and go and do the bedikas chometz. Then misha Muslim avteches. However, if he already gave over the keys at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Yud Gimel, so that now at 7 o'clock. On the night of Yudalid, it's already in the hands of the tenant. If by the time he gave the maftechas, it was already, that was ready. After he gave the keys, and then the 14th began, because he gave the keys at 5, and the 14th began at 7 o'clock, l'mashul, ala soichel l'bedik, then the soichel is the one that has to do the bedikas chometz. Very simple.
Funny that the Gemara reiterates the keys, the keys, the keys. So it thinks apparently, that keys are the key.
Yeah. No, apparently, that was the method that people used to go and show a lease and show ownership.
I think it is today too.
Okay, good. What happens if it's now the 14th day, right? It's 14th day in the morning. They didn't have a chance to do Masir Maftechas the night before. It's now the 14th day in the morning. He gives them over the keys. The question is, who does the Soicher have to do a Bedika? Or can he assume that since the Masker held onto the keys the night before, that he probably did a Bedika the night before? Do you assume that the masker did what you're supposed to do and he did a bedikas chometz the night before? Maybe you cannot rely on a chazaka and you, the socher, have to do a bedika now in the morning. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Why are you wasting our time in asking the shayla? Lishayla, go and say, by the way, Mr. Landlord, did you make a bedikas chometz last night? Yes or no? If he says, I did, then fine. You know, assuming that he's an Erel Chayid, you could trust him. He says that I did the Bedika. And if he says, no, I didn't, so then you know he didn't do the Bedika. So what's the question? Of course, the answer is, Telesa Lahayd Nishiyule. As soon as he handed over the keys, he said, oh, I didn't tell you, but I have a flight. I have to go quickly to Florida for Yom Tiv. Zayinara, Zayigizunt. The Uber is waiting outside, or the taxi, or the car service. Went into the car. Pow! Oh, I want to ask you. Oh, please tell me, did you do a bedikas chometz? He's already 12 blocks further. I don't have his cell phone number. No way I can contact him. So what do I do now? So the question is, latruchi lahai mai. Are we going to be matriach the socher that he has to do a bedika? Or can we assume that the maskir did the bedika the night before? We learned in the Brisa that everybody is believed al bir chometz, afil noshim, afil avodim, afil ktanim. If we were to go around and ask, was there a bir chometz? Here really means a bedikas chometz. Was bedikas chometz done last night? And the women say, yo, we saw it, we saw it. Avodim said, yeah, we were there, we saw it across the street. Ktanim, sure, I was the one, I put out all the 10 pieces on the floor. Okay, so now the question is, are they believed? Says Rav Nachman Yitzchak in the Brayz. It says Ha Kol Nemonim. The Freitei were my Tam Mehemni. Why they believed? After all, if you're talking about normal dinu dvarim, a woman or a child in Eved Kanani would not have the status of an aid. They're not kosher aidim. So why would you believe them? Says Imar La Mishim Dechaskasei Baduk. Presumably, the reason why we're going to believe them is because, even without their edus, there is a chazaka of bedika. Why? Everybody is meticulous. Everybody is careful when it comes to dinner bedikas chametz. It's a sign we learned in the Braisa. Chomer shemeis v'niach megura malei apedus afil heim b'nei yoiman hari heim b'cheskes misukonim. We have a famous halacha that if a chover means a yid a tamad chacham and erlich yid, shemeis who passed away, v'niach megura, and he left over a storage bin full of peiros, even if they were harvested that morning, you can assume that the chaver who passed away already gave trumas and maisris. Why? Because he knows how important it is to give trumas and maisris, and what a chas v'shalom, a terrible michshol it would be to leave over tevel to be eaten by people. And so therefore, I know for sure that the chaver gave Trumas and Maestris from this Megura. And of course we're talking about a situation that he's not in the IC unit, been in a coma for the last week. I mean, we're talking a person that had his senses that day, and therefore was able to...
He was harvested.
He was harvesting himself, exactly. So he was harvesting. You can be certain he passed away at the end of the day because he worked a little bit too hard that day. But the point is, boom, you can assume that it was all taken care of.
Is Megura also a draw?
A Megura, it could be a draw. It really means any type of...
Storage
container, storage bin, so you could have a storage bin, you could have a drawer also, you can also store things in your drawer. Anyway, but the point of this all is that that's the Gabi Hilchas Maestris. And there, it's only a chover. A Yidus and Amoritz, unfortunately, you cannot rely on him because some of the Amoratzim, they didn't give properly or they didn't give at all. They give Truma, they didn't give Maestris, and that's why you have the whole Parsha of Demai. Did he give? Did he not give? Fine. But that's only the Gabi Trumas and Maestris. Truma everybody gave. But the Maisers were the Shaila. But here we're talking about B'dikas Chometz. B'dikas Chometz, every Yid, when it comes to Pesach, Chometz, Chulin, everybody gets nervous about Chometz. For 6 months before, people are saying, don't put the benchlach on the table, and they're going to get Chometz stick, and they'll wipe this and wash that, and don't take any food into the other rooms. It'll be Chometz, Chometz, Chometz. Everybody's nervous about Chometz. So therefore, can't you assume that the maskir did the B'dikas Chometz the night before? And that's the reason why we believe the Noshim Avod Muktanim, because even without them, we don't need their Ne'emonus, because the assumption is that Hakol Ne'emonim Eitzel, Hakol Chaveirim Heim Eitzel B'dikas Chometz. Zogti Mora Umimai. Why do you say that that's the reason? Punkt verkehrt. Dil Meshani Hachamishim De Ka'amri Hani. Maybe the only reason that we rely on the Noshim Avodim Ketanim is because they are speaking, because they spoke up. In fact, if they didn't speak up, maybe in fact we would not rely. In fact, if anything, it would appear from the Gemara on the Omer Aleph that you do not say Cheskosei Bodok. Because if it's Cheskosei Bodok, why do we have to ask the Noshim Avodim Ketanim? Tell us, did Yankel go and do B'dikas Chometz last night? Of course he did. Didn't you just say Cheskosei Bodok Hakol Chaveinim Eitzel Heim Eitzel B'dikas Chometz? Is the Chasimin that we have to rely on these people? Til Mishani Hachamishim Dekamri Hani. But if you didn't have Noshim Avodim Uktanim to ask, Einachanami, maybe you could not rely and you could not go and you'd have to do a brand new B'dikah. Just because they speak and they can talk for an hour, especially Noshim Avodim Uktanim, they're going to talk and talk and talk, and they're going to tell you all types of masses and this and that. Does it have any tangible religious halachic effect? They are not kosher edim. Elamai, so what are you going to go and tell me? That the reason why we rely on them is the Cheskosei Bodok. It's because we're not really relying on them. It's just because even without them, there's chazaka that the maskir did the bedika. Noi bazoi, sahaik hai hakol nemonim. Why does the braisa that we quoted in the Amud Aleph say that everybody is believed, even Noshim Avonim Ketanim, they're believed on bedikas chametz, say instead, kol abatim becheskis bedukim bar ba'asir miboyele. Rather, we should go and say, forget about Noshim Avonim Ketanim. Every Jewish home, the 14th day in the morning, as Cheskosei Bodok, that somebody did the B'dikas Chometz the night before. And therefore, why is the Gemara use the expression, yes, the Noshim Avodim Ketanim? As Elamai, L'choyret, the Rayas Punkt Fakert, Mishim Amir Dahani, it's only because of their Amira, Holoi Amri Hani, but if they said nothing, Loi, then we would say that in fact it does not have Cheskosei Bodok. We have to rely on their Amira. Without that, there's no Chazaka. So now we've turned the tables 180 degrees. Initially we said that since these people are unreliable anyway, in terms of halachic Edom, in terms of witnesses, so it must be that there's a Chazaka that it's Bodok even without them. And then the Lashon of the Braisa should be changed. That the reason why this home is assumed to be Pesach Dik is because the Cheskosei Bodok. The reason that says in the Braisa, however, is because we believe the Noshim Avodim Ketanim. So it sounds Pukfakert that without them, there is no such Chazaka. So bottom line is, we're stuck, Rabbi Yisai. What's the halacha? There is a chazaka. It's talking about a situation where we know that the circumstances were that the chazaka would dictate that he was not boydik. Why would the circumstances dictate that he was not boydik? For instance, we knew that he had a flight last night at 6 or 7 o'clock, so it's highly unlikely that he was able to go and take care of the chabdikas chametz. We're assuming as an isht. The Kamri Hani, and what did they say? The Noshim Avodim Ketanim, but Kine, we did the Bedika. You're right. The Maskir, the landlord, he went away. You're right. He wasn't home at 6 or 7. He had his flight already last night. You're 100% right. But we did it on his behalf. We were maybe asked us to do it. He didn't ask us to do it. We did the Bedika. Aha. So now, Mao the same. I would have told him, Rabbanon, maybe we shouldn't go and believe the Noshim Avodim Ketanim, because after all, they don't have the status of halachic witnesses. Kamash Malon, Kima the Bikas Chometz Midrabbanon Hu. The whole Indian of B'dikas Chometz is Midrabbanon. Why Midrabbanon? Don't you have to find and eradicate all of the chametz. Yedem deraisim bittel bi'alma sagilei min ha'toira. A person, if he wanted to, right before Pesach, he would not have to sell any chametz. He would not have to eradicate and burn any chametz. He wouldn't have to go and search for the chametz. All he would have to do is make his statement. Kol chamira v'chamira di ikar b'shusi should be levatel ke'afra diara. It should be totally batel. That would be enough min ha'toira, because the Torah says lo yira lecha. You're not allowed to own any chametz. I don't own any chametz. I was mavatel it. I was mafkir it. I don't own it anymore. Finished. So that would be enough min ha'toira. However, the Rabbanan, as we'll see in the Gemara, not today, in the future, the Rabbanan made a special din that bittul ba'alma is not enough mid Rabbanan. Be bodek, find it, take it, and remove it. Why? Because shemayimza gluska yofa. He might find a nice, delicious Danish in the middle of Pesach. He wakes up in the morning, Pesach morning, he just got out of bed. Oh, I'm so tired. I slept only 3 hours last night. I'm half drunk because of the four koises and all the mats, and I'm so tired. We only finished the afikoyman 4 o'clock in the morning. He wakes up and then he sees in the refrigerator or in the freezer a delicious Danish.
You should have finished by chatzos.
Okay. He only finished singing the Zmiris, the Shana Babi Shalayim at 4 o'clock. I stand corrected. You're right. Brother Shai is right. He finished the Avikoyman by 12 or 1, depending on the earliest, whatever. Anyway, these summer hours. But after that, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, they talked about Yitzis Mitzrayim and they sang songs and Halil and this and that, the other thing. So he only went to sleep at 4 o'clock. And he got up at 7 o'clock, and he's half groggy and half shikr, and he's hungry, and then he looks in the freezer, and he sees, oh, wow, what a Danish, no, no, no. And then afterwards, you're like, what did I do? So therefore, the chametz said, it's not enough bittel, but go and look, search, and get all the chametz out. Oh, so since it's the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon mid Rabbanon, the same Rabbanon that made and legislated this requirement of Bedikas chametz, they were the ones that Mekel and said, if this was a halach of Diraisa, we couldn't believe them. But it's Dirabanan, we can believe them. So that's the end of this story. L'choy the Gemara is a little bit shver. Why is it a little bit shver? If you are ever invited to a home for a meal, let's say a regular Shabbos meal, Friday night, you're invited to your friends, your neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Smith have invited you, and you come into their home and you see they're frum and they're erlich and fine and good to people, and then you go and ask the Mrs. Smith, I'm sorry for being nosy and obnoxious, but I'd like to ask you a question. Where do you get your meats from? And she said, what do you mean where I get my meats? I get it from the best rabbinical authority, the hechsher in the world, the best supervision. Not only does it have the OU and the OK and the Chofke and the Satmar and the CRC and Ali and from Montreal and from New York and from Eretz Yisrael and the Badatz and Rav Lando and it has 12 different hashkochas, it's absolutely kosher. Yeah. But you're a woman. A woman is not kosher for Eidus. How can I go and trust you? Yeah, but we have a klal that Eid Echad Nemen be Isurin, that this is not Dini Mominus where you have to be Alpishnaim, or Shloisha Eidim Yakum Davar. When it comes to an Isur, you can believe a woman. So, Ibazoi, Bedikas Chametz, we're talking about Isurim over here, so why can't you believe Noshim Avarikta? Why does the Gemara say that Loim Mehemle, they shouldn't be believed? Why? Of course they should be believed. Anyway, that's the Toysis is Kasha. If you look at the third Toysis from the top, anything that they themselves can, if you will, can create, can manufacture, can they're in control of. If we ask who shechted it, who was menakirit, who did the tribe, and nikur means to remove all the veins and stuff like that, and the chalif. So you can rely on them. So skip a couple lines of the Toysis. So now the second and third line of Tosfos, the second and third of the wide lines. Even if it was when you're talking about regular going and cooking the Kovet Shabbos, that's standard. They're used to doing that the whole year. We can believe them. But Bedikas Chametz, that's a big chore. as you know, you have to look and you have to pick up and you're under the carpets and under the table and you look in the chairs and you open the drawers and the dressers and up and down, wherever mokum shiyod magas, wherever chometz may have crept in. Some families, it take 2 or 3 hours, depending of course how large their house or apartment is, to go through everything to make sure that there is no chometz. So since it's a tirchi yaseir, it's a tirchi yaseir, God oil, if it would be a diraisa, we would not believe them that they did a bedikas chametz. What do they need this headache for? However, since it's bidrabanan, hemnu rabanan bidrabanan. Anyway, ayin shematoisis, and we continue on the next shayli boilu. Yes. A person is maske bayis lachaveiroi, and it said in the lease it's going to be boduk, and we found out that it's not boduk. The shayla of the Gemara is not now a Pesach shayla, but it's really a choshen mishpat shayla, that you have a tenant who is not happy with the house that he has rented, and he's quite upset, and says one of the reasons why he's upset is that one of the contract terms was that when he's going to receive the maftechos, it's going to be pesachdik. Every morsel of chometz will have already been totally eliminated and eradicated. And guess what? He comes in and he sees chometz over here and chometz over there and chometz here and there and everywhere. And he's quite upset about it. See, both the masuk by the chaver becheskes bodik with the chazaka that it was bodik, and who would say she ain't a bodik? Mahu mi have a kimeklich toys? Can he go and say, I'm giving you back the keys, I'm moving on to the next apartment, I'm not taking this apartment? It's mekach toys. Oy loy or not? Toshim adi yom rabai. Let me boy you be asa to lo yahavi agra ubodku. The nichaleli inish the kiyumim mitzvah begufe. Sabaya says something which is really novel, really fascinating. First of all, he tells us that in the good old days, there were places where you would go and appoint shluchim, a shliach, to go and do the bedik on your behalf. In some of those places, the shliach would do it for free to be able to go and do a chesed. And in other places, the person says, time is money. I'm going to spend an hour on this. I'm going to go and charge you per hour. I'm going to go and charge you for doing the bedikas. I'll do it. I'll do a great job. But I'm going to charge you. It's time. And I'm going to go to the next house and I'm going to do it for him too. And he can make a nice few dollars going from house to house and doing the bedikas chametz. You have today in many different communities people that put up signs and put in ads that they will go and clean your car for you for $50 or whatever.
Right, for Pesach.
For Pesach, and they're going to go and take all different types of vacuum cleaners and then the sponges and a mission and mashin and vashin and mission, etc. So the same type of concept over here. People are hiring themselves out for doing medikas chavetz. Some places they do it for free, and some places they go and pay money. Says Oktimar, it's Toshima, the Yom Rabbi. Not only in a place, but asra, in a community, to lo yahavi agra, that you don't have to pay a shliach to go and do the bedikas chometz. Ubadku, but they will gladly do it for you because people want to do a mitzvah. The nichaleli inish the kumin mitzvah begufay. People like doing mitzvahs with their guf, with their ramach evorimish sagidim, and so therefore, in such a place, certainly you cannot allow the person to say it's a mekach toys. If I would have known, I would not have taken the apartment. No, the person wants to do a mitzvah begufe. He's delighted that he's able to go and do this mitzvah of bedikas chametz. Even in those communities where you normally hire a shliach and you pay him, and so therefore presumably the tenant is not going to go and do it himself. He's going to hire someone. Even though it's going to cost me an extra $25, $50, $100 over the amount of the lease, I'm happy to do it. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. After all, how much should I pay for the shmura matzah? And how much should I go and pay for the wine? And how much should I go and pay for the meat and for the flesh and for the fish and for this and for that?
For the cookies.
Shine, exactly. And for the Pesach cookies. Oh, what a beautiful taste it has. It's delicious. Anyway, so certainly the person is willing to pay some more money to do a bedikas chametz. So what's the complaint? So why is he upset? Rashi says that the reason why he's upset is because there's something else that he's upset with. He's not happy that the chandelier is not large. large enough. Or the bedrooms only have two beds and he was hoping they would have three extra beds for the kids. Or that the bathroom is too small, or that this is that, that's not good. So nothing, the reason why he was focusing on cheskosli badek or not was really just a teretz. He was just trying to find an excuse. But the real reason why he's not happy with the apartment or the house is because he's not happy about something else. But don't point to the Bedikas Chametz, because Nichol Eli Inish, either to do the mitzvah himself or to hire someone to go and do it, and therefore that is not grounds for saying Mekach Tois. Okay, Tanan Asim. Now we get into the nitty-gritty of the Halacha, Legabe the Bedikas Chametz, and Legabe the Din of the Sreifas Chametz, and the Beer Chametz, etc. Tanan Asim, we learned in the Mishra Meir Oimer. Oichlin kol chomesh besorfin betchilas shesh. Remeir says that bisman hazeh, again, min ha-toira, as the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment, you're allowed to eat chametz and have chametz until chatzos. Let's go and call that 12 o'clock, midday. Or like the Gemara says, shis or shesh, the sixth hour of the day, because we're assuming the day began at 6 o'clock in the morning. And now 12 o'clock, that's the zman where you're no longer allowed to have any chametz. You're not allowed to eat chametz. And by yiroa, by yimotze, no chametz in your rishus. That's minatoy. You're allowed to eat until the fifth hour, the sarv betchil sheish, and then you have to go and burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. Meaning, minatoy, you'd have to burn it by 12 o'clock, and the Chacham said, no, start burning at 11:01. Give an extra hour for people that are going to be delayed and they'll make a mistake, etc.
So you can eat up until that point?
Until the fifth hour. Now, whether Chomesh means Tchilas Chomesh or Seif Chomesh, Agamar doesn't go into it. Shem Agamar go into that on Daf Yud Aleph and Chaf Aleph, and we're going to have the Mishnah. In other words, we're going to go and talk about that in greater detail later on, whether Chomesh means until 11, or maybe it means until 10 o'clock, because 10 o'clock is the beginning of the fifth hour, right? You at 10 o'clock is the end of the fourth hour, so 10:01 would be the beginning of the fifth hour. Again, our Gemara doesn't go into it, Mi'at Shani Gemara later on will. But clearly the Gabi, the Sheish, B'tchila Sheish, means that would be 11:01, the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Oichlin Kol Arba, you can eat the full 4 hours. The toilin kol chomesh, in the fifth hour, toilin. Toilin means you can no longer eat, but you have no chiyuv yet of burning. Besarvim betchila sheish, and you have to go and burn it at the beginning of sheish at 11:01. So the machloek between Remeir and Rebbe Yehuda is really the gabi 1 hour. That Remeir says that you should stop eating at the fifth hour, or Rebbe Yehuda says you should stop eating kol arba the fourth hour. So it's imara. Everybody agrees that min ha-toyra, it's from the sixth hour and on that it's aser, and that's why we're making the harchaka of the beginning of the sixth hour that you should go and burn. Minolon. How do we know this? I have two psukim which on the surface are contradictory, or at least inconsistent. The first pasuk says Shivas Yomim Sa'oli Matzav Vatechem, for the full 7 days of Yontif, not a drop of chometz or Sa'or. Sa'or is, as we'll learn later on in our Masechta, Sa'or is the dough, the sourdough which is used in baking to have the chalas or the bread rise. We'll talk about that later. But the point is, don't have a morsel of chometz or Sa'or in your homes for 7 days. Uksiv in the pasuk says, "Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu se'or mibatechem." Tashbisu means to destroy any se'or, any chometz in your homes. Now, b'yom harishon, the Gemara assumes means the first day of Yontif. On the first day of Yontif, make sure to burn and eradicate and destroy all the se'or mibatechem. So, Frank Gemara, how could that be? You already said 7 full days. And now you're saying that on the first day, that's the day you're going to destroy the chametz, which means at least 5 minutes into the day you've had the chametz and now you're going to destroy it. No, for a full 7 days you're now going to have chametz, even for 5 minutes, even for 1 minute. So how is that possible? Look at Rashi, 6-7 lines before the bottom of the line, bottom of the omid. Shivas yom sa'ali matzim vatechem. Right? 5 lines, 6 lines before the end. Afilu sho'achas, even 1 hour, betrecha shivas yomim. 7 days, zero. Gunished, even 1 hour. Uksiv ach b'yoyim harishon teshbisu, harishoh boisho achas. You gave the person an hour. The word hour, of course, is lav dafka. He means you obviously gave him at least 5 or 10 minutes, because you're saying, on the first day, after Yontem begins, then eradicate the chametz. What do you mean, after the Yontem begins? At the very outset, at the very beginning of Yontem, the first second of Yontem, I'm not allowed to have any tzar. So it's chastir. Hakeitzat mushmin jogn. That when it says b'yoyim harishon, it doesn't mean the first day of Yontif. B'yoyim harishon means erev Yontif. Okay, so the rabbis arbo osr lebir. That the 14th day, when do you do the b'yoyim harishon teshbisus ar? Not the first day of Yontif, but the first day before Yontif, meaning on erev Pesach. Aha, so that's when you have to do the bir chametz. Like the next Rashi says, "Haketz the rabbis dal korchach hay harishon rishon koydim lechol shiva kamar tahein arbo aser." That's not the pashup shatra. Biyam harishon means the first day of Yontif. Not that, but cannot be. So biyam harishon means really the last day or the first day before Yontif begins, which means erev Yontif. Frank Dimar, the imel rabbis leidle chamisha aser lebir. Why don't you go and say that maybe this pasuk of the two psukim together, Shivas Yom Sa'ar, and the Ach B'yom HaRishayim, where you've now interpreted B'yom HaRishayim to mean that already on the 14th day, at midday at Chatzos, that's when you have to do the beer. Maybe not. Maybe the rabbis Leila Chamisha Asa LeBir. Maybe it's coming to include the evening of Seder night, the 15th day at night. In other words, not Erev Yontif at all. On Yontif. And when it says b'yoyim harishon tashbisu tesolkadai techamina yomim ksev yomim in leilo isloi, since it says shivas yomim se'or leimati v'teichem, I might have thought that yomim means starting in the morning. It's Pesach night at the Seder. You're still allowed to have chametz lying around here, there, and everywhere. Don't eat it, okay? You eat matzah, you're going to drink the wine, sure, all of that is fine, but you're allowed to have the chametz. When do you have to get rid of the chametz? B'yoyim harishon, in the morning you'll get rid of the chametz. Maybe that's the pshat, and therefore, what does the ach b'yoyim harishon come to include? That even the night before, not to include erev Yontif, but to include the night before. It's a little bit ironic, because we're going to learn from the ach b'yoyim harishon to include the night. The word yoyim, of course, means day. But I guess from the fact that you have two psukim, one pasuk that says Shivas Yom, and then it says Yom Rishon, it means at the very beginning of the Yom Rishon. Rashi says, B'knisas Yom Rishon, Miyad Teshbisu, which would include the night. Aha, okay, so Vaita, how do I know it means Yudalit? Maybe it only means on Yontif itself. Kamashim Lanafil, Leilois, the Timrahu Leitz Chichalei. I don't need the pasuk Ach B'Yom Rishon to include the night before, meaning Seder night. Why not? Says Yomar Doi Iskash Hashbosa Sior Lachiles Chomet Vachiles Chomet Lachiles Matzah. Because we have two hekishes. Hekish means that two concepts or two halachas are brought together in the same pasuk, and therefore I learn one from the other. Hashbosa Sior and Achiles Chomet, the Isser of Bayiroa Bayimatzah, and therefore the mitzvah of destroying the Chomet, and the Isser of eating Chomet have a hekish. And the Isser of eating chametz and the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah have a separate hekesh. Hashbos is Se'or L'Achilas Chametz Tichsiv Shivas Yomim Se'or L'Yimotzi V'Vateichem. Or, that's the Indian of Hashbos, meaning destroy all the chametz that you should not be over Bal Yeroa Bal Yimotzi. Why? Ki kol oichel machmetz v'nichrisa. Who's talking about eating? We're talking about Bayiroa Bayimatzeh. So we see that there's a hekish between the din of Bayiroa Bayimatzeh to the din of Achilas Chametz. And Vachilas Chametz Achilas Matzeh. How? Tichsiv, kol machmetzis lo yisoy chelu, don't eat chametz. Bechol moish v'sechem toichlu matzah. So when do you eat the matzahs? The only time there's a real mitzvah chiyuvis is at the time of Seder night. And we know by the matzahs, uksibe b'matzah b'erev toichlu matzahs. Ah, and so therefore, since there's a mitzvah to go and eat matzahs, the mitzvah is at night. The isser of eating chametz, kol machmetzis lo yisoy chelu, bechol moish v'sechem toichlu matzahs, the isser of eating chametz is at night. If there's an Isser of Chilas Chametz benight, so then the dinner by Yiroa by Yimotze is at night. So I've already covered the night, meaning Seder night, I already know from the combination of these Hekeshes that we just mentioned, really Hekeshim, but you get the idea. Anyway, so the night is for sure covered, that you're not allowed to have Chametz at night of Leil Chamisha Asar. So what do I need the Ach B'Yom HaRishon for? Ach B'Yom HaRishon comes to include the day of Erev Pesach. Okay, so now the Erev Pesach, we'll learn another couple of lines just to finish the, close up the drushes over here. Maybe we should go and say that the Isser starts already the night before. In other words, the night when we do Bedikas Chametz, maybe we should do at that time already Bir Chametz. Don't wait until 12 o'clock midday or 11:01 midraban. Do the Bir the night before, because maybe that's what the Ach B'Yom HaRishon comes to tell you, the full night. Not only the day of Yedal, but even the night before Yedal. They will rabbi slayly Yedal. The beer. So tomorrow, Biyoyim sif. Sheitach Biyoyim Arishan. Biyoyim means during the day. Fine, Biyoyim Mitzafra. Maybe the beer chametz should be 6 o'clock in the morning. On your way to go to davening, you should go and deposit your chametz somewhere in a fire and then go and burn it that. Says Yimora, Ach Cholak. Meaning, since the pasuk begins, Ach Biyoyim Arishan. What's the Ach? It could have said Biyoyim Arishan. So we know, Kol Achin. The rakin mi utim hein. The ach comes to tell you, no, not the entire yom rishon, only part of the yom rishon. What means part of the yom rishon? Since the yom rishon is a 12-hour day, we discounted the night before because it says bayoyim, so it's only a 12-hour day. Ach, tell this go and split it down the middle. We're going to split it down the middle at 12 o'clock, and that's why starting from 12 o'clock, that would be the isser chametz, and only midrabanan we add 1 hour before, starting from 11:01.
So we know that the night that doesn't, we learn from the hekesh from matzah to achilas matzah to shpisa sor that it does can't, it's, you can't have it at the night of the. The night of the 14th going to the 15th. That's so we answered it. I'm trying to figure out. We're using two locations. So the first Hekesh comes to tell us
that the din of Bayiro Balyimotze is related to the Isra of Achilas Chametz. And the Isra of Achilas Chametz is related to the din of eating matzah. So since the din of eating matzah only starts at Seder night, so the din of eradicating the chametz, the Isra Achilas chametz is at night. And since the Isra Achilas chametz is at night, so then the fact that Bayiroa, Bayimatzah, when does that hit? Also at night. So we don't need the Ach B'Yom HaRishon. Even before then, we know from these double hekeshim that you're not allowed to have any chametz in your shus at night on Leil 15, meaning the Seder night. Fine. So what do we do with the extra pas Ach B'Yom HaRishon? Comes to add even more that even B'Yom HaRishon, even on the 14th day, you're not allowed to have any chametz. What time would that be?
Half
of the day.
Half of the day.
And not the night before, because it's Bayoim. So it's got to be the Bayoim Yedal and not Leil Yedal. Baruch Hashem to you. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai.